The 3 hours are enough. The nation's children don't need to be able just to read and to write and do their arithmetic. They also need oracy. That is the ability to speak and make themselves understood. The charity Voice 21, and another one too, the English Speaking Union, campaigning for more focus on speaking and listening skills and the development of those skills in our schools. Our reporter Seema Kotecha has been along to School 21 in East London, where oracy is put at the centre of its teaching agenda.
At this school, it's not just about numeracy or literacy. Oracy is at the heart of each lesson, and students are encouraged to debate and discuss. Eleanor is 9.
I think it's very good to learn how to speak eloquently and learn talking points and stuff, because it can help you in the future.
More than 700 students attend this school, which has been open since 2012. The ability to communicate effectively is embedded into its curriculum for all the pupils who are aged between 4 and 18. A pledge is read out by a group of 12-year-olds.
It's our duty to be loyal and not competitive. We now hereby say we will always be polite and share the air and listen when others are speaking.
Two reports published earlier this week make the same points, that young people's social mobility and job prospects are being hampered by a lack of focus on oracy in schools. One of the reports by the charity Voice 21 carried out a poll which suggests most teachers in the country think learning to speak properly is just as important, if not more, than maths and written English.
I'm Peter Hyman, one of the founders of School 21.
He's the head teacher here, but used to be the speechwriter for Tony Blair.
So it's the number one thing employers say they want from employees is good verbal communication. It is, I think, a moral issue. It is about social mobility. It is perhaps the single biggest barrier for some inner city young people getting on in life, is the fact that they can't really articulate their views. And so it's time we put it higher up the agenda in schools.
Do you think it sacrifices the quality of any other subjects?
Speaking is at the heart of every lesson. So a maths lesson is enhanced by students talking about the mathematical concepts.
But what do the older students think, especially those who've been taking in the regime ever since it started here? Ifti is 15.
Before I came to this school, lessons were very static, and it would be a lot of listening to one teacher talk about a subject for long periods of time. But now in lessons, we tend to discuss the subject between ourselves.
And as for those who've just begun school, well, some of them are already getting used to talking about talking.
I like talking in the classroom because you can talk about what you've did in the weekend.
Seema Kotecha reporting.
Pleasure to hear those voices. It's 20...